It's been only 5 months since State Representative Jeremy Durham was expelled from the Tennessee General Assembly amid allegations he'd sexually harassed nearly two dozen women. But lawmakers are already wrestling with the issue again following the resignation of another legislator, Memphis Representative Mark Lovell. Just weeks after being sworn in, he was accused of touching a woman inappropriately. Here to talk about the episode is our State House reporter, Chas Sisk. Hello, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So right now, what do we know about this incident?
Well, directly, not a whole lot right now. Basically, all we know for sure is that Lovell was accused of inappropriately touching a woman about a week before his resignation. Now, who that was or where it was is unclear. Lovell denies all of this. He did an interview with a Memphis television station shortly after handing in his resignation, and here's what he had to say.
I'm a good person. I treat people with respect, and someone wants to accuse me of something, they have every right to do so. Does that make it true? No.
So, I mean, as you hear there, he says that people have a right to make accusations, but that doesn't make them true. What Lovell says is that he was already struggling to balance the job of being a state legislator with his business back home in Memphis and his family. And when these allegations came to light, he decided he didn't want to fight them, especially in light of all the scrutiny that they were going to generate.
So his resignation was swift. Unlike the situation with Jeremy Durham last year, where that really played out over the entire session and really all the way into the election, do you think Lovell had pressure to resign so quickly because of all the issues with Durham last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think this was definitely a direct reaction to the Durham situation last year. Apparently, Republican Caucus Chairman Ryan Williams was the GOP leader who first spoke to Lovell about the allegation, and Williams did that shortly after learning about it from a reporter. Now, neither Williams nor Lovell will say that he was pressured to resign, but Lovell was told in no uncertain terms that if the allegation were true, he would have to step down. And this is a pretty strong contrast to Durham, where there were rumors of inappropriate behavior for years before a serious attempt was made to oust him. And, you know, that was a serious black eye for the Republican caucus. When you consider that a lot of the members came in promising to clean up the legislature after corruption scandals like Rocky Top and Tennessee Waltz.
So these two most recent incidents have involved Republicans, but Democrats have had issues in the past. Do you see this as less of a party issue and more of a systemic one?
Yeah, I would agree that it's probably more of a systemic issue than a party problem. Tennessee legislature has a longstanding reputation for misogyny, and that goes back to even when it was majority Democrat. It also doesn't appear to be limited to men. The Attorney General's report on Durham indicated misbehavior on the part of several female lawmakers. And this isn't just a problem in Tennessee. Just this year, lawmakers in South Dakota and Oklahoma have also resigned over sexual misconduct. Fundamentally, I think what you've got here is in many state houses, there are people who are away from home, away from their families, without many checks on their behavior. And there's been a tendency by people around the Capitol to look the other way. I will say, as a reporter, I have not directly witnessed sexual misconduct. I'm not frequently in the bars in the one-on-one meetings where these incidents are alleged to have occurred. But women that I talk to say it's prevalent enough that they're hyper-aware of how state legislators behave, and they have been for a while.
So do you think after all of the issues from last year, there's been a real change at the Capitol, or is this incident with Lovell strictly a fear of political backlash?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, tolerance for sexual harassment at the Tennessee State Capitol seems to be going down, but that probably does have to do a lot with the scrutiny that it's getting.
Well, thank you, Chas.
You're welcome.
Chas Sisk is WPLN State Capitol correspondent. He'll be joining us throughout the session to talk about what's going on in state politics.